Baby Daughter. Item 1B, Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 2, Open Forum. Council will weaken residents and weaken taxpayers to comment prior to council action on agenda items. Individuals wishing to be heard by the council will be recognized by the council chair. The individual must identify themselves to the council by first and last name and/or business owner. After identifying themselves, the speaker may make brief comments regarding items on the agenda that do not have a public hearing. The council chair may set a time limit on the length of public comment and/or a time limit for individual speakers. Anybody have anything to say? Alan?
Good evening, council. My name is Alan Dill. I am here tonight with a simple request. Show me. For more than 2 years, I've raised legitimate community concerns through every proper channel. I have spoken at meetings. I have emailed. I have submitted written requests. Again and again, those concerns have been silenced, ignored, or left unanswered. If that is not the intent, show me. On October 14, 2025, I submitted a written request for revaluation and an abatement. That request has never been acknowledged. I submitted it again in February 2026. There has still been no response. If the town has procedures for handling residents' requests, show me that those procedures were followed in my case. If the town still has my written requests, show me. If not, show me that as well. I am also asking for any written notes or records from my meeting with the code enforcement officer on April 30th, 2024. If notes were taken, show me. If no notes exist, show me that as well. I am also requesting any internal notes, comments, or documentation concerning me held by the town office. If such records exist, show me. If they do not, show me that they do not. I am asking for justification of the town council's recent 7-0 vote to grant a business license to a business owner who appears to be out of compliance with the laws of the town and the state. If the council verified compliance before voting, show me. If the council relied on documentation, show me that documentation. If no verification was done, show me why not. I am also asking why two town councilors were allowed to speak to me in a hostile and exclusionary way in public, and why two written reports of those incidents received no acknowledgement or corrective action. If there are standards for conduct, show me how those standards were applied. If there are expectations for how residents should be treated, show me that those expectations apply to everyone. If the Lincoln police were notified, show me. If they were not, show me that as well. Show me that transparency is the gold standard. Show me that documentation exists when it is supposed to exist. Show me that the town follows its own rules for every resident. Show me that the process works whether a resident comes to town with money or not. Thank you.
Anybody else? Good evening, for
my name is Brian Hamer. I've been in Lincoln for 6 years. I own the waterfront, and I own the building that the Our Heroes Military Museum sits on. What I want to say is I'm pretty disappointed with our community. We have four councils sitting here that have been called clowns and everything else. Well, there's a clown. I think this is terrible for the community to be talking like this, and Sheldon probably does more than anybody you could imagine working around the clock for the community. David, same thing. I don't see a clown there. He follows us around at the museum. He helped to get Library of Congress person in the Library of Congress, a 100-year-old man. There's a helicopter pilot, probably don't know it. He fought in Vietnam and he had bullets flying all around him. And when he got done, he would retire as a full colonel, which is only one step away from being a general. I don't think that he's a clown. Lee, I've had many conversations with him. I don't think he's a clown. And this name calling, and it's not, I want to apologize to the community, the name calling that's been said to you guys. And it's, I've posted a couple times to grow up. You know, this is no place for name calling. All these people that are sitting here, every board member, they're working for the town. They should not be called clowns and other things like that. So I apologize for the town, and I hope that I will be heard. Stop this foolishness. Thank you.
Thank you, Vern. Anybody else have anything for open forum? Council? Item 3, set public hearing dates for fiscal year 2027 budget and five-year capital plan. Suggested motion move to set the following dates for public hearings on the fiscal year 2027 budget. First public hearing, June 1st, 2026 at 6 p.m. Second public hearing, June 15th, 2026 at 6 p.m.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor? 6-0. Item 4, approved closure. Suggested motion move to approve closing the town office, town clerk's office, on Tuesday, June 9th, 2026, to allow for all staff to be used at the primary and RSU 67 budget referendum election due to staffing needs at the polls.
So moved. Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor? 6-0. Item 5. Executive session. This motion moves to retire into executive session pursuant to Title 1 MRSA Section 4056D contract negotiations with the interim town manager.
So moved.
Second. Motion been made and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor? 6-0.